You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Tell me about your adrenaline burst.
Yeah, buddy. Deep sleep last night. I was in a deep sleep. I popped me a melatonin right before I went to bed because I was like, I got to get a good night's sleep. Monday's coming. I got to work with Dom. Oy, I need some sleep. And then at about 12:47 last night, coming out of a deep sleep, I heard my front door unlock. And then I heard it open. And if you know your house, you know the sounds of your house. I know the sound of click, the unlock, and I know that it's got a little squeak to it. And then the alarm system immediately starts going beep, 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 you know, because it gives you that like 15 seconds if you're coming in and out of the house.
Sure.
To shut it off. So the front door opens and the alarm system starts going off. And holy cow, I hopped up out of bed like a rocket in a groggy state, just, you know, because I'm hopped up on melatonin.
Did you roll under the bed to hide?
And I ran into the bathroom and hid and told Nicole to go look. No, I went running out of our room, and it kind of goes out into this little catwalk thing where, you know, our room, and then it's like a catwalk, and then it goes and connects the other bedrooms on the other side of the house. And then on the catwalk, you can look down and see the front door, and there is a figure standing there at the door, and I'm trying to come out of it, and I see a male standing there.
And this is at almost 1 o'clock in the
morning? Almost 1 in the morning, man. And I slam my hands down on the banister, and, you know, I'm like, what are you doing? You know, I yelled. And the person standing there kind of jolts and looks up, and they're like, hey, Dad, it's me, Dad. And it's my son, Reed, standing there, and he's staring at the keypad, trying to figure out how to shut off the alarm. The door's standing wide open, and then he starts to kind of, like, head out the door, you know, open the storm door and then go out. And I ran down and stopped him and quickly shut off the alarm before it went full bore, you know, insane. And I'm still groggy. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And he's, like just mumbling about something he had to go get the marshmallows, and the other kids are outside, and he didn't really know what he's
sleepwalking?
He's sleepwalking. This is the first time this has ever happened. And from me yelling, Nicole's up, she's shaking. Little Lila comes out of her room, she's crying because she doesn't know what's going on because I'm being so loud, you know, because I'm, you know, wondering if I'm going to have to fight off an intruder. And we get him back upstairs, and we're still trying to talk to him, and he just has no idea what's going on. Just a total blank stare. It was the creepiest thing. And we got him back to bed, and all was well for him the rest of the night. But both Nicole and I were just like, well, we're up. I mean, talk about a shot of adrenaline when you hear front door open in the middle of the night, and then the alarm systems start going off. I've never had to deal with this. I know my sister was a big-time sleepwalker growing up, so much so that my parents had to put like the old shop bells on our doors in our house. So if she were to open up a door in the middle of the night, the bell would go gling, 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 and hopefully wake her up. Have you had any experience with this in your family or you? Or
it's
crazy.
I did a little bit of sleepwalking when I was, I want to say 6, 7, or 8 years old.
Okay.
But just a few times that my family knew of. Who knows? I could have been walking around, you know, a bunch and never, I don't know. My sister did it at least once that we know of because of the funny story of what she was doing and what she was saying. And we'll all never forget that. But, you know, I think you grow out of it for the most part. So if he's done it once, he'll probably do it again. The thing is, if he is
Leaving the
door
house
and walking outside, he's going to start deactivating the alarm in his sleep so it doesn't do
that. And that's the thing. I'm like, how far is this? If the alarm hadn't gone off and I hadn't heard, you know, basically the sounds of everything, he would have ended up being out front, wandering around on the street or something.
Sure, yeah.
And then you do kind of wonder, how many times has he been up in the house throughout the night and we've just slept through it?
Yeah.
But yeah, just creepy. I'm still a little like on edge. I mean, that's a rush in the middle of the night when you hear that front door open. So,
but it's cool at the same time.
No, like, it's not.
Oh, I think it is. The whole I did some reading a year or so ago about sleepwalking, and it was fascinating stuff. And they do say, you know, it happens to a lot to younger people, and that they grow out of it, and blah blah blah. But just what is going on with the human brain at that time, to me, is fascinating.
To function, to walk downstairs, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. to open up a door, and you're all just in a trance. Uh-huh.
And you can have conversations with people. You can do all of that. It's almost like the stories that people tell, you know, of folks who take Ambien.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
what happens with them and what they're doing. And, you know, we don't understand the human mind. You know, we think we're all, you know, big stuff and everything, but we don't really know how the human mind works.
Mm-hmm.
And so to think about Reed getting up and going and trying to walk outside, and in his mind, he had a purpose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, I'm going to go hang out with my friends and get some marshmallows or something.
He's on purpose, yeah.
Yeah, so. I don't know. I mean, we might want to dive into this. Like, it could be a bigger show topic, you know?
Yeah, maybe 8 o'clock this morning.
If
let's
you were
talk
a sleepwalker, a family
people who
member,
are sleepwalkers.
Like, who got in their car and, like, drove off for the night, you know?
Yeah, that or the whole the Ambien thing. Either one, because it's essentially the same behavior.
And in the Ambien, like... You can have, like, relations, right? And
correct. Even... People have had sex on Ambien. They've gotten up and made full meals and not
food
even been aware of it.
Food and sexy time?
Food and sexy.
I got to get Nick Nack some Ambien.